It's Country 730, The Patriot. Joining us this morning, we have Dr. Jeff Sarazin, eye doctor in Wausau with the Wisconsin Optometric Association. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
We're here. We're closer to summer. We see the sun angle changing, more hours of daylight. That, of course, means time to get some sunglasses.
Absolutely. I mean, summer's knocking at the door. You're exactly right. There's a lot more daylight than there was a month ago. And it's time to be thinking about protecting your eyes and getting a good quality pair of sunglasses.
Okay, so what exactly should we be looking for? We think foremost, maybe cost, style are some of the things that I think of when I'm looking at sunglasses.
Sure, that's what most people think about when they try on sunglasses. They put them on, they say, these make me look great, and how much do they cost? Well, you should be thinking really more about ultraviolet protection for your eyes. That's really the most important reason for getting a good pair of sunglasses, and there is a difference in the quality of sunglasses, absolutely.
Okay, so is there a certain number we should be looking at?
Well, you want to make sure that you're getting 99% to 100% of ultraviolet A and of ultraviolet B protection from your sunglasses. Many sunglasses will protect your eyes from ultraviolet rays, but then there's many that don't. The other difference in sunglasses is there's really a quality difference in the lenses. Some of them will actually distort your vision a little bit. Sometimes the lenses don't match right and left. Mm. And so you want to take a good, careful look at the quality of those lenses.
Okay, so we're looking at trying to get as much both UVA and B out of there. Is that something you'll see on a sticker on the sunglasses?
Yeah, often there's a little sticker on the glasses that say they do provide ultraviolet protection.
Okay, so we want to look for that. How about those transition lenses that we can sometimes have for folks who wear glasses?
Yeah, that's a great question. Those lenses actually do protect your eyes from ultraviolet. And a lot of people wear those. They're very convenient because you don't have to think about grabbing sunglasses. The only trouble with those type of lenses is they have to be exposed to the sun in order to be activated. So if you're inside of a car, the lenses will not darken, and you might be squinting quite a bit on a bright, sunny day.
Okay. So you might still need something for driving, especially?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. We're speaking with Dr. Jeff Sarazin with the Wisconsin Optometric Association this morning, again, talking about UV protection with sunglasses. And what about the children? How much protection should they have, especially if they're just out in the backyard running around on the swing set?
Right. Kids' eyes are actually more susceptible to damage from ultraviolet than adults. Their eyes just can't filter those ultraviolet rays. And really, many of us get a lot of our lifetime exposure to the sun by the time we're 18, so it's so important to get sunglasses on the kid. Now, the younger kids, that's a challenge. They're excited. They just want to get outside and play. But as parents, it's our responsibility to kind of get those kids in the habit of starting to wear some sunglasses at a very, very young age.
Yeah, we think about bigger hats, at least for protecting for the skin, but if they're not going to wear sunglasses, is one of those big hats, is that going to help at least?
It helps a lot. Yeah. I mean, it protects a lot from the overhead sun. There's still going to be some glare if they're on the water or the ultraviolet rays will reflect up, but the hat does make a big difference.
We're talking about protecting the eyes, but what happens if you fail to protect? What are some of the problems you might run into?
Yeah, short term, you can actually sunburn your eyes, which is a very uncomfortable thing to have. They're really gritty, sandy, watery, but that usually resolves pretty quickly. More of a concern are the long-term effects. Long-term exposure to the ultraviolet rays can cause cataracts. It can cause macular degeneration. It can cause these funny-looking, fleshy growths on the white part of the eye, and that can all be prevented by wearing good UV protection.
Dr. Jeff Sarazin with us, the Wisconsin Optometric Association. And Jeff, I'm thinking here, now that the fishing season is here, folks are out on the water, they're fishing, anything special that they should have?
You know, again, they just need the ultraviolet protection. But if you've ever invested in a good pair of polarized sunglasses, you'll really see the difference. Fishermen love them. I'm a fisherman. I love them. You can actually look into the water. It eliminates all the glare. You can see the fish down there. They're still not going to bite any better, but at least you can see them a little bit.
You see them not biting.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I know that fishermen, if you're going to be out in the water as often as they are, they're going to spend the money on the equipment to get the fish, yeah. So again, looking for UV protection and just a few things to consider. Look for 99, even 100%.
Correct. Absolutely.
All right. Anything else this morning, Jeff, that you'd like to mention?
Last thing is, if you're not sure if the sunglasses you're looking at are the right ones, just go see an eye care professional. Go see an optometrist. He'd be glad to help you pick out the right pair of sunglasses.
All right. And again, you can find a list of optometrists in the area by going to the Wisconsin Optometric Association's website.
Yes, it's very helpful. Just a couple clicks and you can find all the information you need.
That's woa-eyes.org. Jeff,
yes.
We thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Dr. Jeff Sarazin with the Wisconsin Optometric Association, our guest this morning on The Patriot.